Tango, a world cultural treasure. Born in the working-class dance halls of Buenos Aires and Montevideo at the start of the 20th century, the sensual cheek-to-cheek stride of a tango dancer, rose clenched between the teeth, has become a global byword for Latin passion. But in Argentina and Uruguay, tango is a proud and deep-rooted tradition of dance, poetry and song, closely bound up with the history of the region and kept alive by aficionados young and old in dozens of milongas or dance halls. Tango is intimately linked to the history of the Rio de la Plata, the natural border between the countries, and the melting pot of poor immigrants and former slaves who settled in the river basin late in the 19th century. Accompanied by a small accordion, known as a bandoneon, many tango songs were written in a distinctive slang called lunfardo, forged in the region's milongas. Tango's plaintive lyrics tell of heartache and homesickness, of family ties and life in the city suburbs, known as the arrabal. UNESCO said, "Tango both embodies and encourages diversity and cultural dialogue." Hernan Lombardi, the top cultural official in Buenos Aires, and his Montevideo counterpart, Eduardo Leon Dutta, both announced huge tango parties at the weekend to celebrate, with singers from the 1940s invited as star guests. This is a tribute to all those who have supported the tradition over the years, who passed the poetry and dance down through the generations as part of their oral tradition, Lombardi said. Argentina's embassy in Abu Dhabi said UNESCO had recognised the deepest and most vibrant expression of the Rio de la Plata. It said Argentina and Uruguay had shared in the birth, the tradition and the passion for tango, but that tango had a long time ago reached universal transcendence. According to Buenos Aires tango teacher Anita Mondiguado, tango today has a vigorous following worldwide among a new generation of dancers eager to master its sensual steps. The Germans and the Japanese are the biggest fans and the fastest learners, she told AFP.